Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 389. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. And this time, this number of this show, 389, has significance for real. But first, let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. I just flew in from Chicago and boy, are my arms tired.
No, you didn't just say that.
I've only used that line once, and I figured, why not here?
Hey, it worked with me, man. I'd never heard it before.
If anybody at home laughed at that, shame on you.
You're with me, then. I laughed at it
because it's corny. But
how you doing, Steve?
I'm fine. Not too shabby. Also joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Hey, speaking of corny, I loved your post on Voxer today, Door, the Titanic, T-H-A-I. That was great.
Yeah, I have found another one of those awfully named food pun restaurants and had to share it.
Yeah, a Thai restaurant called the T-H-A-I Titanic.
So I just drove back from Chicago. It's good.
What do you guys do in Chicago?
I babysat Door, and I went to a couple classes. Oh, and Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to it, but it came to us.
That sounds weird, and I don't know what you mean by that.
It was weird. I was there for CompTIA ChannelCon 2015, but everywhere we went, there were 13-year-old girls wearing bras and bathing suits. Because of
Lollapalooza.
Thank you. Thankfully, it ended very shortly after we got there because the streets were literally like ridiculously packed.
It was crazy.
Wow.
No Skrillex this year, but ASAP Rocky was there.
I didn't know Lollapalooza was a dance music. It used to be rock.
He was there last year.
Oh.
Metallica was there. You know the Metallica.
Metallica, really? Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I know.
Still making music?
I saw Metallica at Lollapalooza like 20 years ago.
Yep. That's cool. It's always interesting when another conference or event coincides with another one.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great. No, it's not.
Right across the street. Exactly.
Literally. Really? Literally
of across mice, the street. Of Mice's Men were there. If you ever heard of them guys, Steve?
I think so.
Yeah, they're good.
Which was bigger, the CompTIA conference or Lollapalooza?
A close one there. Close one there.
All right.
Now, I got quite inebriated, and Eric helped me point me in the right direction to get back to the right door.
I would never have thought it would be that way. I would always have thought it would be the other way around. But
yeah, so would I.
We got you. We got each other.
Well, on the first day, Eric had me walk like 8 miles.
I did? Where'd we go?
Sure the hell was my idea. What's behind you right there, son? The Bean.
Oh, the Bean. Yeah, that was like 8 blocks. Yep. Yeah, right. City blocks.
Door, you should be used to that. I'll never forget OLF when we walked 3 miles to get a crappy White Castle burger.
I mean, I just walked 2 miles to get home before the show today. So I'm gonna walk if there's pavement.
Did you really walk 2 miles?
Yeah.
Damn, crazy. It's a long walk.
Maybe. Yeah, it's about 2 miles. I'd say.
Jeez.
I'm gonna say 2 miles.
All right. Well, the reason that this is a significant show is because this is my last episode of Android App Addicts. As you guys know, I was on a bit of a downhill slide when I bought my iPhone. That was the first step. And those of you who have been listening to the show for a while know that I almost never bring an app. I've kind of run my course. I've been doing the show for years. I have other interests now that I like, for example, my music and different things that I want to put my time into. And the main point is I don't think I could do the show justice not having an Android phone, number one, and never downloading apps. So I believe the show has a much brighter future with, people who are more enthusiastic about the subject than me. But that being said, I had a blast, and I love hanging out with Dor and Eric and chatting with you guys. So it's been amazing. Wouldn't trade it for the world. I love what we built here with Android App Addicts. And, you know, here is to, you know, the future of the show and continued increasing listenership and downloads and just having a lot of fun. I mean, I hope you guys just crush it. So, Dor and Eric, I'm saying goodbye.
Bye, Steve.
Well, I have to first thank Steve for his immense patience, because I don't think ever since episode 10, he's brought apps consistently for 2 weeks in a row. So he's put up with a lot for a long time of us just sitting here talking about apps. We did occasionally convince him to download an app to try it, but I knew that was falling off with becoming less and less popular ever since the great toilet roll, game, toilet paper game. It's basically been downhill from here. The bottom line is, this show would not be anything if it wasn't for Steve. He's the guy who got it off the ground. He's the guy that stuck through it. He's the guy that put up with us for this long.
Yeah, it was Dor's idea. I remember him pitching it to me. Let's do a show about Android apps. And remember our biggest concern about doing the show?
Yep, running out of apps.
Running out of apps.
Yeah,
because, well, that didn't happen.
That was the early days, though. You never, you know, you didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Yeah, there was a lot of flashlight apps, measuring apps, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there totally was.
Steve, I promise I will hit you up on Voxer, and I'll check first the next time Bart Bonte makes a new game, and I'll check to make sure that it's in the Apple store for you and give you a heads up to install.
I'd like to come back and review a Bart Bonte game and bring one in, if you guys would have me. I'd like to pop in every once in a while. That'd be cool.
All right.
But yeah, awesome. Definitely. Oh, man, for Bart Bonte game, man, I'll come back for a year.
Really?
No.
I've talked to Bart Bonte about coming on the show. He's just, he's working on his English.
That's a shame, man. I would love to have Bart Bonte. He's like a legend to me.
Well, well, I'm sorry for the horrible pun, but, you know, Steve, the door is always open.
So we've heard.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, thanks, guys. And thank you, everybody who has been listening. I am going to let these guys take over and take you guys for another frigging awesome week of apps for the show. Can't thank everybody enough for all your support and everything you've done. I had a blast. I'll still be around. You guys will hear me and talking, pop in and out, and I'll be around. But just won't be on the show anymore. So thanks, everyone, again. Dor and Eric, over to you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Okay, this has actually been a long week. Me and Eric are recording here on a Sunday night. We've actually went 10 days without a show, but 4 of those days I was indisposed, and I know for at least 2 of those Eric was, so I'm not sure how many apps we're going to have this week, but Eric, why don't you go ahead and bring us your first one.
I'm going to start us off with that. Now, this one's a little complicated on how I'm going to say this. It's called Shouter. And I believe it was either a suggestion in the club or it was an email, which I'll find out later. But it's voice notification : Shouter. I'm not sure if you just type, I think if you just type Shouter into the Play Store, you're going to find it. It's by BHK Tools. And I think there's other, I think you brought one recently called Voice Notify not too long ago. But basically this just, it'll tell you who's calling, it'll tell you who's messaging you without having to, you know, look at your phone. It reads into it a little bit and tells you what's going on, and who's letting you know. And it doesn't work with Voxer for some reason. It doesn't tell me what, and that's what I would really like it to do. I'd like it to tell me when I hear bleep, 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 I'd like to know which Vox channel or, group discussion that's coming from without having to, you know, pick up the phone and look.
Yeah, this, this definitely came in from Google Plus like a week ago, and I saw it, but I wasn't sure I actually understood what it was.
Yeah, I saw it and installed it hoping it would take every kind of notification, but it doesn't. It doesn't do all of them.
So what does it do and how does it do it?
So when my phone's ringing, it tells me who's calling audibly. It'll say, Steve McLaughlin is calling. Steve McLaughlin, you know, along with my ringtone. And then also if I get a text message, it'll tell me, you just received a text message from, you know, you'll get your normal notification like, da-din, you know. But then it'll also, this will start saying, it'll read whose name, text-to-speech, who it was who just texted you or was calling you.
Gotcha. Does it use its own voice, do you know, or does it use the built-in Google text voice?
I think it's the Google text voice. It works. It sounds good. It pronounces things correctly, so I can only guess that it's got to be the Google one.
Gotcha. So if you have, like, text messaging and email have the same audible sound, now at least with this you can hear whether it's an email or a text.
Yeah, because if it's a call, it's going to say, call from, blah, 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 you know, door-to-door geek. Call from door-to-door geek. And it's got a lot of extra customization you can do that I didn't really get into it. As far as that goes, I wanted to test it out, so I wanted it wide open to tell me everything. You can set up silent hours so it's not doing it at night. My phone, I turn all sounds off at night anyway. You shake it to mute. That's kind of neat, you know, if you want to quickly shut your phone up if you're like in a meeting or something.
Right. Yeah, I have my notifications and my ringer muted all day at work now and when I'm around my wife, because basically everything goes off too frequently now. Just my phone isn't quiet sometimes for even 2 minutes. And that kind of drives the wife literally crazy. And all
how about you?
I'm fine. I don't mind it at all. But even like one of my cube mates asked me if I was selling drugs or something, to which I, what do you mean? Well, that thing never shuts up. Yeah. I said, no, it's just, I got friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a very good idea. I will say that. I am going to still download it and install it, because if I can pipe the audio through my headphones, that might be good enough, because at work I basically have my headphones in all day except when I'm in meetings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're kind of against a wearable, like a watch, to see who's calling you easily. So that might work good, so you can leave your phone in your pocket.
Right, yeah. I don't want to say I'm against them. They haven't, dare I say, they haven't rang my bell yet, kind of thing. But yeah, it definitely looks good.
Have you given Android Wear a month?
I gave it a couple weeks for the Pebble and then a couple weeks for the LG G Watch. And you know, they're okay.
I love it. I really dig having it.
Gotcha.
It's come a long way actually too. You know, I still got the original LG G Watch. And the amount of functionality it has now compared to when it came out, just in the Google, you know, Wear updates, it's been nice improvements.
Gotcha. Very cool. Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm going to bring you, Eric. This is the kind of thing I was literally mad. I was literally upset that I didn't discover this, and I actually had a family member show this to me. It's called Grubhub Food Delivery / Takeout. For those who don't know, just really quick history lesson. I had a severe speech impediment from the time I could speak up until about 10 years ago. I basically let it control my life kind of thing. But I still don't really like talking on a phone. And it's partially because I can't, you know, look and see people. They're kind of like a mental block. So I really don't like talking on the phone. So I hated ordering food. I would literally tell my wife all the time, no, we'll get whatever you want to get, thus giving her the onus to call up. Well, you pick this place, you call them up. This is an app. The place has to basically be in the system, which I believe the place has to give them some kind of money, I'm going to guess. Then they basically submit their full menu. And then via this app, you can basically do a complete order, see all of the prices, pick all of your toppings, give them special order, and you can enter things for either pickup or for delivery. I'm a big, big, big fan of this app. The best way I can put it is it just works.
It sounds like a great idea. It'd be good advertisement for somebody, you know, if they have a restaurant that is new or something. We did bring this quite a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Because the only reason I knew that is because it was installed on my phone already, and I'm sure it doesn't work here. Now, have you got to use it in your local town to see if there's any restaurants that work with it there?
I will say yes and no. And yeah, this was by email back on 167. So I'll say I didn't get what it was via the email. I wanted to use it today when we ordered Chinese food, but as soon as I said that, my wife said, I guarantee you, the place we go to is called Chinese Boys. She said, I guarantee you Chinese Boys is not going to be in there. Whatever. I just looked it up. And lo and behold, she was right. There is no Chinese Boys. And then I stopped and said, well, why? She said, well, they don't need any extra business. They've been here forever. They already have their name, brand value kind of thing. And they don't want to pay money. And then it clicked. Yes, you do have to probably pay money to Grubhub to get listed in their app. So if you're an upstart or if you're a place trying to grow your business, I think that this would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're the first in town, you know, like if you're the first pizza place in town to get on it, you just have the market cornered. Did you type in Chinese and?
Yeah.
Or, is it so? It has like genres of food. Then you pick up.
You can either search by name of establishment, genre of place, like pizza, Italian. Mexican, or you know, Pepe's, or you know, something. You do have to search by your general street address. So I do think, unfortunately, there's some kind of geo fence that is put around, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think I probably tried this a long time ago when we got the email, and there was nothing here. No, I'm sure if I try it now, there's probably nothing here. I just installed it again, though. We'll give it another try. Did they, maybe we can check for, what was it? Fried steak sandwich?
No, breaded steak sandwich. I'm going to tell you guys right now, everyone listen, you go to Chicago, two things.
I'm going there in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, look, you look for Paco, you look for Andy, you hook up with either one of them, you let them take you to Rico Bebe's, RICOBEBE. And you get yourself a breaded steak sandwich. Now, I encourage you, probably first time out, don't get the giant. The giant was too big. But get the breaded steak sandwich, get the cheese, and get the peppers. The hot peppers ain't very hot, so go and get the hot peppers. Great sandwich. And literally, if I had the money, I'd be opening up a place in a couple weeks down the street, and I would have it in Grubhub, where you could order yourself some breaded steak sandwiches.
Can you describe this sandwich?
It was like maybe a skirt steak. I don't know. Hammered, unbelievably tenderized, coated with like close to like panko breadcrumbs. I don't think it was deep fried, even though it might have been. But it was really flat, so folded in half in a sub roll, like a little bit of mozzarella. No, a lot of mozzarella cheese, a little bit of red sauce, marinara, not much, and then good fried peppers.
Okay.
Deadly. So I can say deadly.
And I'll probably forget the name of that restaurant by that time, so I'll hit you up on Voxer.
Yeah, just ping me, or you can ping Paco.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of those guys. Very cool. I got an adult coloring book app.
Oh, no.
Yay! Yeah, this is called Colorfy. So this is a big deal now, man. Adult coloring books are like, seriously, a thing that's happening. And this way, you can have all the fun of an adult coloring book without having to spend all the money on disposable crayons. You can just use your tablet. Unfortunately, I had to use my finger and I couldn't use my stylus when I played with this on the Note.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know. That, I don't know why, but for some reason I had to use my finger. So basically it's a bunch of really intricate patterns and designs. My wife says it's not the same because, you know, with the colors or colored pencils, I guess, whatever you want to use, you can get more of a gradient and put more feeling into your coloring books. I mean, she started wanting coloring one day. I don't know if there's subliminal messages going out through different ways of, or maybe it's Bluetooth. Maybe when people start using Bluetooth, it makes them want to color. I don't know, but I never have thought of coloring ever. And then she said one day she wanted to go color. And then the next thing I know, it's like on the news, adult coloring books are making number one sellers in Barnes and Noble or whatever. Like,
Okay, well,
I should listen to her.
Well, let's first put out the thing there. It's not what I would think of when Eric says adult coloring book. Okay. There.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
It's just not kids' free cartoons. Yes, very G. And I don't look at this as coloring either, Eric. I look at this as
paint by number.
Well, worse than that, it's like GIMP or Photoshop Bucket, where you pick a color, you tap, and it just fills that area. There's no back and forth for coloring.
Right. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's paint bucket.
So I wouldn't call this coloring. I would call this fill. Colorfying. Or, you know.
And that's what the name of it's called. So it's Colorfy is the name of the name of the app. So perfect. They were right on.
It's like, back in the 80s where they were coloring movies kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's Colorfy/ coloring book free. Buy fun games for free. And it's rated E for everyone.
E for everyone, not A for adult.
Yeah, that's probably in the App Store. I should probably look for that one, too.
Okay. Next app I'm going to bring here, because we do not want to know about adult coloring books. This is a game. This is a unique game. This is what I call a real brain bender kind of game called Prismatica. 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 Okay. It's a board type game with hexagons everywhere. Hexagons have pivot points in the middle of them where they can rotate. Each pivot point is a color. Primary color. Blue, yellow, red. Okay. Then you basically hit the random button. It randomly spins the knobs, which causes different color changes to happen. And then your job is to undo the changes done. This is a very color by math almost kind of algorithm type puzzle game that requires a good basic understanding, I'll say, of colors and how, you know, blue and yellow make green and red and blue make purple, and then how to undo those color changes. No doubt this can get very complex pretty quickly. This is one of those mind bender kind of games. If you download this, good luck to you. It's $2.99 from Loomis Games, rated E for everyone. This looks like a time sink.
When looking at it, I thought it was more just like a Rubik's Cube sort of, but flat. I didn't realize it was, you had to do the combinations of colors to keep going. Okay. I almost bought this game myself. I saw it in the Play Store, and for some reason I didn't get that one. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's $3. It's a touch more than I would say it's probably valued at, unless you really get good at the color matching and you get deep into the game. Then I could see it being well worth the $3. But this might be the kind of game, 2 minutes into it, you're thinking to yourself, why did I get this game?
I know I would. I would be exactly that way.
So. Very cool. Do you have any more for today?
I think I'll save them for Friday. I don't have a whole lot in my tank.
Roger, roger. Do you want to end off by saying anything to the people?
We miss you already, Steve. You see how this show has went? Oh my gosh.
Well,
I knew we couldn't do it without you. Just listening to this.
Well, yeah.
Makes me prove it.
Steve is the guy who was trying his best to really keep us on track. I feel, even though a third of the tangents or more were caused by him. So it's like a little bit difficult to concentrate.
Yeah, we could say everything was his fault.
Like exactly. Tangents and stuff. What are you doing? I've been saying that for years. Point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, now you can say it and not have to worry about, you know, facing the facts when he comes back and calls you out on it.
Very true, very true. Okay, Eric, I thank you for coming out, and we will talk to everyone on Wednesday.
All right, see you Wednesday.